Previously on the All Out Podcast.
Okay, this is mic check. Check, 1, 2, check. Check, 1, 2. Check, 1, 2, 3. Check, check. Okay, let's check this one, okay? Check, 1, 2, check, 1, 2. Check, 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, check, check, check. Okay, let's check this one. Let's just check this one back here. Hang on. We'll check this one. Okay. Okay, wait. Hang on. Check! 1, 2, check! 1, 2, check! 1, 2, 3! 1, 2, can you hear me? Woo! Okay, all right. Is that good? That good? Can you hear me? Can you hear me now? Hey, can you hear me now? Hey, does this sound good? Okay, bye.
You're listening to Not Live from the Patio with your hosts, Heavy J.
Hey, everybody.
And Jay Lee.
Woo-woo!
It's a podcast where your hosts talk about everything under the sun. Make sure you check out part 2 for the Dirty 30 every week, where all bets are off and there's no format. And the podcast starts now.
All right, welcome to the podcast. I'm Heavy J, my co-host, Jay Ling.
What's up?
Bear with us here as we take our virgin exodus into the amazing world of podcast. And we're both really excited to bring you Not Live from the Patio, which translates to we're recording a podcast from my patio right now.
Yeah.
And
real first. It was maybe a week before Christmas, and we were getting last-minute things out at the Montero, and I'm at the little calendar kiosk. All of a sudden, here comes this guy around the corner with this Santa hat that hangs 3 foot off his back. Peeks around and goes, "How do you like my hat?" John Hoser, man.
Woo, John Hoser. That's
Santa
awesome.
Hat? Yeah.
And we are not live for the Dirty 30.
We can just add the Dirty 30 whenever we get a quick second or two. Like, this could just be compiled of quick clips of maybe stuff we just record on our own. Like,
sure.
This little, blah, 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 blah. You know, whatever.
What was that?
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah. Like, ba with a ba.
Da bang, da bang.
Diggy, diggy.
Set up, jump the boogie.
Set up, jump the boogie. Kid Rock. Fucking Kid Rock. First off, I want to say that I don't have to censor myself in my filthy fucking mouth.
It's...
because this is filth. This is the Dirty 30. All bets are off.
Exactly.
Adult content might be present. Get some moonshine, so we did. And if you've ever been to Moonshine, like once or twice, and maybe you didn't drive... or you had some shady directions, it's not the easiest place in the world to find. And they do their best to put some signs up, right? They're little, tiny, 2-inch by 6-inch signs hanging on power lines.
Painted with letters.
Painted. And so we're driving, and we take a wrong turn, and we get situated. And we discover the truth behind the signage and Moonshine, and Jay Ling is going to fill you in on how this really happened.
Moonshine has a population of 2. We got good old granny that cooks the burgers. Her name's Margaret.
That's what it is right now.
We really don't know her name. We're calling her Margaret.
Margaret.
Margaret takes the orders, cooks the burgers. Well, she's got that crazy brother that lives down the road named Ted.
Ted!
They were trying to get more people to come eat those moon burgers down there at Moonshine General Store.
Yeah.
And they were trying to figure out how they could attract the public. So they were going to make signs hanging them over the telephone lines.
Somebody let Ted paint.
Ted ended up painting on the sign. N-O-O-N-S-H-I-N. Noonshin.
Noonshin.
Come here for the Noonshin burgers. So now we got good old Noonshin. And I was leaving my buddy Trevor's house today, and I saw Ted Noonshin. And
we're going to post this picture. That is Ted. Ted. Who let Ted paint?
Who let Ted paint? Goddamn Ted Noonshin.
Ted. You can't let Ted get the paint. Last time he painted the signs, he wrote Noonshin on them.
Goddamn Noonshin.
So we're driving, and then we think, maybe the people that live on the way to Noonshin are tired of people knocking on their doors saying, where's Moonshine at? So they make the signs and hang them up.
And take down Ted's signs that say Noonshin and take them the right way to Moonshine. Oh, that day was terrific.
It was good.
We went...
Yeah, he looks at this tray of Jello shots just like sitting across the bar from us and goes, I wonder how much those are. And I'm like, oh, I don't know, man. I think they're like a dollar a piece. He's like, think I should buy the whole tray? And I'm like, yeah, sure, do that. Like, I didn't know if he was, like, trying to, like, dare me or impress me or what, but I'm like, yeah, sure, do that. So he does, and then I'm just kind of like, this is fantastic. And I don't even really like Jello shots, but I mean, they're free.
Hey, if it's free, man, it's so much better.
Yeah, it really is. Oh, man, actually, the best was last show, before the show, a fan brought me two cans of Monster Rehab. And I was like, this is the greatest gift that you could possibly give me.
Was
like, birthday
yellow?
Cakes and everything else aside, like, free rehab is where it's really
at. Jay Ling, co-host, the usual co-host, MIA, I remember a party last year where he showed up, and he had a Marlboro denim jacket. And he had bought it at the liquor store. Like, they just had this random jacket somebody had probably had for years and, like, hang it up in there. And I think he bought it for, like, $15.
See, that's a really good deal because I bet money that thing was somewhere around a half a million miles or half a million Marlboro miles.
That was 172 cartons of cigarettes to get that.
Something about, like, going to the moon and back via Marlboro Miles was used to get that jacket, and he bought it for $15.
The Noonshin Minute.
Hey, everybody. This is Ted. With the Noonshin Minute, I just wanted to take a little bit of time. Thank you to the fine folks at Not Live from the Patio. Did I say that right? Yeah, Not Live from the Patio. I wanted to talk a little bit about Noonshin and my sister, dear Margaret. Oh, she's so sweet. You know, one time, Margaret, she sent me to get some apples for an apple pie. And I went. Well, then I forgot what I was doing. And I started playing with the cows. And Margaret came out. And Margaret said, Ted! You leave dinner alone! We gotta cut them up for Noonshin burgers! Where's my apples, Ted? Well, oh, Margaret, she got so mad at me, so plumb mad, she threw the apple basket across the pasture and hit me right in my Noonshin noggin. What was I supposed to do? I dropped old Margaret like a sack of taters right there. She fell down, her face got all in the dirt and the manure. So I went, what I always do, I grabbed the paint and I painted signs for Noonshin. Thank you. God bless.
Well, that was the Noonshin Minute. Thank you, Ted Noonshin.
My God.
He's a good guy, man.
He sure is. Also, Ted Noonshin sounds eerily like Ted Nugent.
You know that?
Like, not them as people. I mean, their names.
Well, maybe they like Ted Nugent out there in the sticks.
I think they do. Not even so much for his music, but more just for him as a person.
That's like the only picture they have in their little shanty house is a picture of Ted Nugent.
I actually like to imagine that there are two pictures on the mantle, but the big one is Ted Nugent and the very small one is Chief.
Also, find us on Facebook, facebook.com/